counseling ourselves. Have you ever thought about that? Counseling ourselves? What does that mean? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, and we are talking today about counseling ourselves. To counsel ourselves means that we take into consideration all of the things that are important for us to think about, all of the things that we would tell to another if we were counseling with another. To counsel means to talk about, to share our wisdom with another about things that are of interest to them. And so when people call the healing ministry and they tell us their problems, we say, now just a moment. We have only so much time to spend with you. Now, would you like to have us help you with your solutions or with your problems? And they say, well, if you don't know my problem, how can you help me with the solution? Well, we don't have to know the problem to work on the solution. When we are dealing with ourselves, too, we don't have to know the problem to deal with the solution. Many times the problem is quite confrontational. It's quite terrible. It takes all of our attention and our mind. The aches and pains are very real and very tough and very difficult for us to work with. And we think, oh my goodness sakes, what am I going to do now? So you want to take an aspirin, you want to take some sort of a pill that's going to take away the pain. And that's beautiful. That's good. That's why we have these pills. It's to help us to take away those pains until we have a chance to get our mental consciousness in order. There's a big rub there, isn't it? Getting our mental consciousness in order. It's so easy to look at the appearances and give that all of the attention, give that all of the things that we're thinking about. But when we look at what it is that we want to experience, then it means we're taking our attention away from the illusion, away from that which we're experiencing, to that which we want to experience. If we have a problem, we don't want to exacerbate that problem and make it worse. We want to bring about the solution which will take care of all of our needs and all of our desires. Now, the only way we can bring about the solution is to think about it. If we think about the problem, we only make it worse. If we think about the solution, we are giving it power to be. So let's empower ourselves to be the greatest healers on earth of ourselves. And that's what a practitioner does. A practitioner first corrects their own attitude about whatever it is they're working on, and then they work on it and they bring it about. They change their attitude from seeing themselves or another person ill to seeing them whole and perfect. Do you remember how you looked when you were whole and perfect? Remember how she looked when she was whole and perfect? Remember? Well, have that consciousness in your mind because you are returning to your original purity and integrity. And the only way to get there is to put your thought on the truth about your nature. Now, many people say, but that's lying. Yes, that is lying in the relative world. And do you have to be true to the relative world? Well, if you're going to live in the relative world, you got to be true to it. Well, then how in the world can you ever bring about a new cause? Because of this one factor. In the relative world is good and evil, as we like to think about it. In the relative world, there are problems and there are solutions. In the relative world, there is something to worry about and there is something to be glad about. Now, these things exist in the relative world. And in the relative world, there are little people and there are big people. And there are little people who have not yet unfolded their magnificence, and there are big people who have unfolded their magnificence. We don't expect the little child to unfold his magnificence immediately. We know that'll happen. We don't expect us to be whole and perfect instantly, but we know that can happen when we take the right medicines from the doctor. Well, as a metaphysician, that can happen too when you take the right medicines from your metaphysician. And the right medicine from your metaphysician is the right attitude of mind. You say to yourself, I will concentrate on the solution, and I will demonstrate the solution. I will concentrate on the solution, and I will demonstrate the solution. I will concentrate on the solution, and I will demonstrate the solution. And then, as you become more advanced in your capability of concentrating on the solution, you will become a practitioner. And the practitioner is one who says, it is done. The practitioner has cleared their mind of any thought that was contrary to the positive thought that you wanted, and put this cause in motion. They concentrate on the solution. And then the practitioner, having sidestepped the first part, knowing about the problem, moved right from concentrating on the solution to demonstrating the solution. Now, do you want to take pills for 6 months, for 3 months, for 1 month, for 1 week, for 1 day? You can. You can take pills all your life if you like, because you empower a condition to remain there. But the doctor said, yes, the doctor said, you will have that condition as long as the attitude that has brought it out in your body is in force. As long as the body is not functioning beneficially to take care of itself, that condition will exist. The doctor is not being a worrywart. He's not being a sad person for you. He's merely saying, as long as you have the attitude in your mind of the illness, then you will have the illness. But the illness is not just attitude, it's physical, it's chemical, it's something that takes, yes, that's true, everything is physical, everything is chemical, and everything is mental. Well, how can you say that all three are true? Because they are. All three. If you think chemical, you experience chemical. You respond to chemical, you take chemical. If you think physical, you respond to the physical. You think physical and you experience physical. If you think metaphysical, you experience metaphysical. And so it is. Which program would you like? All are effective. All are equally wonderful. All are used by large segments of society. And you are using it right now. Counseling ourselves. We counsel ourselves by putting the right thought in motion for ourselves. That's called affirmations. And as we use these affirmations, we get wonderful results in our life. What sort of result would you like in your life? Would you like effective counseling now? Then apply it. If you'd like anything else, I'm sure there are ways that you can go out and experience the negativity of the world if you wish. But I would think that anyone who calls the prayer healing ministry here would be asking to be understanding wholeness, purity, goodness, their original purity and integrity right now. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8651 for a practitioner to speak to you on counseling ourselves, on experiencing self-healing, on experiencing self-wholeness. You can have that right now today by calling 1-888-463-8654. And of course, if you have applied what we have spoken about on this healing meditation here, and put it to work in your life, then the healing is done. Have a wonderful day, and know that I enfold you in my pure white light of love, and I see you revealing whatever it is that is a delight to your heart, now and forevermore.